Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. We're back, and I'm going to start you with a story today. I'm going to be in charge of a group at Shadow Hills High School next year, and we had a meeting by Zoom today, and there are about 30 kids in this group, and there were only like six on the call. And I said, why are there so few people coming to the meetings? And the answer was, most of them don't have Wi-Fi. So you have Wi-Fi, you have golf and tennis and pickleball, your dog loves you, so be happy. And, Kim, there's only one more day until prime rib night.
Yeah, don't call in for prime rib till after 11. I always call in before 11. I got to get there early. Good afternoon, group. Well, we're back to talk about some changes taking place. Board met this morning for over 2 hours, trying to get through all this stuff. But let me first tell you, if you saw four people out on the north course on hole 15 here a couple days ago, chasing little ducks, that was me. We're staring out at the golf course, and God darn if there wasn't eight little tiny ducks running around without mom and dad. So we're watching for a while, but I don't know about ducks. I don't know that stuff. So I called a friend from Desert Life, the desert place, and they said, no, if mom and dad are gone, something's happened. So they came over with a big box, and now we're chasing little ducks. I've never done that before. And you know, they're fast. They're very fast. So my lovely bride fell and sprained her ankle. I fell in the bunker, but we finally chased them into a bunker where then they weren't quite so fast. So when they ran up the hill, we could catch them. But we did catch them. So anyway, the little tiny ducks are at the animal rescue. So they're going to make it. But if you saw anybody running on the golf course, that was me.
$200.
Yeah, $200 fine for trying to catch little ducks. Okay, can't wait to go to Covenants on that one. Okay, bring you up to speed. We are going to be talking about pools. But first, dog parks. Yes, dog parks with the governor stuff is still closed. They have not changed the order that dogs have to remain 6 feet apart, which means we can't open a dog park. Frontier, we had a discussion with the Frontier rep 2 days ago. Everything is proceeding, except because of the COVID and partly because of the bankruptcy filing, which they have to go through some special, you know, stuff. They don't estimate install to begin till August. So I'll get more information about that as we go along, and hopefully by next week I'll get you a whole bunch of new paperwork for those of you who are interested on the bankruptcy filing by Frontier. The board's position is still the bankruptcy doesn't matter to us. They're continuing as far as operations. In the contract, it's very simple. They supply service, we pay them month to month. If they don't supply service, we stop it. So that's the part that's key for us is the contract. Now let's talk about pools. Yes, the county has released some of the restrictions. So we're going through those restrictions. So here's what's going to happen, what we're going to do for the moment. We're going to be opening the indoor pool to four swimmers, one swimmer per lane. So starting Monday, you can make a reservation for 18. Well, there's actually, people will bring this up. It's a five-lane pool, but there's only four lanes because one of them is, we don't put a lane in. So we're only going to put four swimmers in that pool divided by the lane lines. And that's because the county order says swimmers should limit themselves to lanes. We're not sure if at this point we have another lane line to put in that pool to divide it, but we're first going to just see how this goes, if we're going to be able to handle the load. In other words, if we're making you all happy and accommodated, then we don't have to go get another lane line. So we're going to see what happens. So starting Monday, you can make a reservation for the indoor pool to be in one of the lanes. Walkers, you need to designate lane one or two. Because depending on your height, lane four, opposite the fitness center by the wall, is deep. It's 5 feet deep over there. So walkers reserve lane one or two. Staff is working out those details, hopefully to be asking you, what do you want to do? If you're a lap swimmer, we're going to hopefully you take lane two, three, or four. But if you're a walker, you need one or two. So those reservations start Monday. Next week is already committed. So unless something changes, it'll only be one swimmer in the pool. If we're able to get the entire process in place, then we might open up the indoor pool sooner. But the indoor pool, four swimmers. Now, the outdoor pools will remain the same. We're not going to allow more than one swimmer in the pool at a time. The change for the outdoor pools is occupants of the same household may swim in the pool together. Occupants of the same household. This is not your friends. This isn't relatives who might live on a complex. Occupants of the same household may swim together. Starting 5/11. You may not do it on Saturday or Sunday. Can't do it tomorrow or Sunday. But on Monday, you can call ahead. Give us the name. You'll give the desk person, give your reservation, your time, and give us the name of the other occupant. The reason for that is we need to check and make sure that you are both occupants of the same household. That seems small, but let me tell you, we had some tennis players when we first started make a reservation, not give another name, and then brought some people from off-site. So we're checking every name now that's going through tennis reservations, pickleball reservations, and we're going to check every single person going into that pool in order to make sure we're complying. So Monday, you can call in with your second person. That'll be checked. And then both of you can swim in the outdoor pool together. Two people from the same house may not swim in the indoor pool in the same lane. So for the indoor pool, it's one swimmer per lane. But you could have two occupants from the same household swim in different lanes at the same time. That's okay. You just can't be in the same lane. In the outdoor pools, you can both swim in the same pool. So reservation will start Monday. That'll be for, so take the reservations 5/11. It'll be for 5/18. And then the indoor pool, again, one person per lane, four people maximum. Now, when you wait for your time outside the indoor pool, we have markers to keep you distanced apart. So be sure to be on your marker. Let's see. All the other rules are still going to apply. So you still got to practice the 6 feet apart separation. There's no large groups or pool parties. The county order is allowing some leniency on that. The HOA board said, no, we are not going to allow people to sit by the pool. You're to swim just like before and leave. We're not going to put out tables and chairs for people to hang around. So there's no gatherings. We're not going to open the spa. That's going to remain closed. We're just trying to accommodate people to swim at the moment. So lounge chairs are not out. You can't stick around. Once you're done swimming, go away. Now, bless all you swimmers. I told you before, but I think you all have internal clocks that are just like precise. Some of the staff said that some of the swimmers, you just dive in, you swim, and it's almost like you got a clock, you're out. It's like almost to the minute. So my compliments. That makes their job very, very easy. So all the other rules pretty much apply. No gathering, then swim, and then we move on. Now, essential visitors to your home are okay. I'm bringing this up because some issues are coming up as far as people asking, because it's Mother's Day coming up. No, you may not have visitors. Can't have people stay in your home. Only visitors you're allowed is essential. I'll give you an example. Caregivers are allowed. The plumber to fix the leaky pipe is allowed. You know, your car batteries leaking, carts, golf carts, batteries are leaking. Yes, you can bring in repair people to repair it. So all the repair stuff, pool service is allowed. But somebody just to visit is not allowed. There's no gathering rule is still in effect. And what we're trying for here, what the state's still hoping for, is if you isolate yourself from the outside world, we limit the possibility of the spread of the virus. So it's still in place. Unfortunately, it is true. Some people have been cited with a backyard pool party, and it was really simple. It was phoned in. We just made a check, and they were cited for having a party. Please don't do it. Please don't invite relatives over. Somebody else sent me another somebody posted, I guess, on some public social media that they were somebody was ticketed for taking a drink of water. And that's how come they got the face mask. I investigated because I actually had a copy of the ticket. I will let you know it's false. I cannot comment on a specific case. It's a personnel issue. I'm not allowed to comment, and it's pending. I can tell you this. There's been no citation issued at this point to a person for only taking a drink of water. Much more happened. If you think you were given a ticket incorrectly, let me know. I will investigate it. I've been asked three times now to investigate such incidents. All of them, the citations are remaining, and all the citations that people brought up were false, and the people were doing much more than taking a drink of water. Now, the mask. Okay, board met. This will be an interesting one. The board's going to be offering kind of, I guess, a plea bargain. I'm not sure what you call this, but it'll be fun. If you were a person who got a mask violation, and that's the only violation you had, was one mask violation, not two, and no other violation at the same time. Let me give you an example of what some people were cited with. One resident, for instance, was walking, jogging without a mask, was stopped by security, was told, you know, you have to have a mask. And the security wanted to cite the person, but the person would not give them information. Namely, refused to answer who they were and where they lived. Security followed him to the home, got the address. That produced two citations, one for the mask and one for the non-cooperation. That person, this offer is not going to apply to them. Only people who got one mask violation, we're going to make you an offer. And that is this. The ticket is potentially $200. The ticket ranges from $25 to $200. The board is going to be sending out a letter to all of you who had one citation with the offer that your fine is $25 if you pay it within 30 days. So once you get that ticket, once you get the notice, if you want to send in a check for $25 or drop it off at the HOA office, your citation will be removed, and you're done. You don't have to accept this offer. You are welcome to go to Covenants Committee. But understand, if you go to Covenants Committee, you have the potential of being fined anywhere from $25 to $200. Now, the way this works is technically what we're doing is we are going to be fining you $200, but suspending $175 of it if you pay $25 within 30 days. That's how we're doing it. We're just simply saying the fine's $200, but we're going to suspend $175. Now, part of the reasons of doing that is simple. We don't know next winter what's happening, but if the mask violations come back, we're going to be implementing the $200 fine because we want to make sure we keep people safe. So, if you have questions about that, let me know, especially if you're a person who got a mask violation. But pretty simple, a $200 fine, we'll suspend $175. Give us $25 and you're all done. Will not apply to multiple violators. Okay, now, 5/18, there'll be no open board meeting. We're still not going to allow for the open board meeting because of the no gathering rule. There's also some legal liability here. If we have an open board meeting and somebody gets the virus, there's some potential liability on the part of the HOA. So we are not going to do that. So no open board meeting. Now, in the case, somebody else also asked about visitors. They said, well, the gate is not stopping visitors from accessing the complex. That is true. There are legal code requirements on not allowing people access. We do not want to cross the line of violating somebody's state code rights. So that puts the HOA in a potentially lawsuit. We don't want to go there. So it falls to you individually. The responsibility falls to you not to invite your guests. But if you do it, that's you're possibly going to be cited for that one. Okay, DRC. The other thing coming up is people who have projects for outdoors. As you know, we have suspended the DRC from meeting. We are trying to work out now a process so that the DRC will go back into production, back into meetings, in order to approve your plans and specs for yard work, something you want to do. We are meeting to finalize that process on 5/19. So on 5/20, we hopefully will have a process so that all of you who wish to put in an application, you may. And then the DRC will go through the approval process. Now, the applications, plans, and specs must be filed by first-class mail. You may not bring them to the office. We still want the HOA office closed and only open by appointment only for essential business. Dropping off your plans and specs is not an essential business because you can do it by mail. So you'll have to just mail them in. The CC&Rs do allow for in-person, but we're not going to let you do it in-person because of the virus situation and because the mail will be sufficient. Now, we do not accept email applications. That is precisely not allowed for in the CC&Rs. The CC&Rs do not allow you to submit plans and specs by email. You must mail them in. Now, once you mail them in, then we will, hopefully the DRC, we will have a process and you'll be able to get your approval and get to work on whatever it is you want to do. So obviously, slowly but surely, we're getting there. So the big things are the 20th, hopefully DRC, we open up applications, indoor pool. So we'll start taking reservations for 4 people in the pool, outdoor pool, 1 person, except occupants of the same household may swim in the pool at the same time. There's the highlights. I hope you're doing well. Have a great weekend. Have a good Mother's Day, hopefully by yourself, and celebrate it in June with Father's Day. Do it all the same time. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kim. Everybody have a good weekend. Bye-bye.